This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Was that a cheering show just last night?
Tuesday night.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. People love them some Ed Sheeran.
I mean, he's talented.
What's not?
So SF Gate, it says Ed Sheeran. We saw an earlier article, and so they switched around a little bit, but they said Ed Sheeran brings pub atmosphere to his biggest San Francisco show yet.
Oh, wow. A pub atmosphere.
Uh-huh. Like he was performing for his friends.
Oh, he kept it intimate. That's so nice.
Yeah.
He's
he did
great.
Like beer
Does
a lot.
He tell
remember
stories
he stopped
and stuff?
Drinking beer for a minute, right?
Yeah, he did. He did stop
to lose
for a while. Yeah,
the beer is great.
Well, he's just like up there with the guitar, right?
Yeah,
with his pedals.
Is he doing the one man show?
Yeah, he's doing the one man show.
Oh my God!
I saw a few posts on Instagram from my friends.
And Jane posted stuff too.
To like 40,000 people, one man show.
You believe that?
Whoa.
That is the way to make money in music
there you
right
go.
There. You don't have to play a band, pay a band. You just get like a lighting crew and you stand out there with your pedals. He's amazing. He's so captivating when he does it too. But I would have thought that it would only work in smaller venues too. I guess, you know, here, there he is.
Dang,
running around
thing
being
out?
Head. Yeah, I'm sure.
Jeez.
I mean, people love it, Sharon. All right, Johnny Mosley sitting in because Vinny is off on paternity leave. Little Edie Rose got here last Sunday. Mm-hmm. And right now, oh my God, it's the Game of Thrones thing.
Oh.
So exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to the Game of Thrones live experience. So I guess this is with like a full symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, are they going to play episodes and be doing the music live?
I don't know how that works, but people are into it.
Yeah, September 8th, it's happening at the SAP Center in San Jose. That's a couple Saturdays from now. Hey, have you thought about, we'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Have you thought about reading Game of Thrones from the first?
I mean, I've not only thought about it, I mean, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, it's happening. I did not pull the trigger on it yet,
yeah.
So that's a difference, but I'm committed, I swear.
Okay. Next book
just
you read.
Just like I was committed to going to yoga with Hooman the last couple days.
No, oh, so in other words, you're not committed at all.
Not the same. That was...
Oh, my God.
He actually brought his workout shorts today, but Hooman's not going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where Hooman is right now, but he's certainly not here.
But he's off doing his own show.
After our Michael's sourdough...
That was
sandwich yesterday. Was that the best ever, John?
So good.
So good.
Man, I loved that.
Johnny I took a picture of Johnny eating just to torture Vinny with, you know, because Vinny wasn't here
Did
to
he
eat.
Did he write back?
Well, Vinny was just like, you know, not funny. And but I sent
funny.
You that picture. You actually posted that picture.
Yeah.
His mouth is so wide. He's just got this huge sandwich like just stuck in his mouth. It's just Johnny Mosley on Instagram.
Yeah,
right?
Just
J-O-N-N-Y.
Yeah, and he's the ugliest picture ever. I mean,
oh, it's great.
Stuffing this in my
like
mouth.
Like your neck is like all tendons to try to get your mouth open wide enough for it.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
One comment like, oh, a little too close.
So it's Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y-M-O-S-E-L-E-Y.
That's okay. You got it.
So it's just spelled out like that. And actually, you're a fun person to follow because your life is awesome.
I've been slacking lately, but when I get active, I think it's pretty fun. But when I get, I'm going into that mode right now. But I was really slow the last couple weeks.
Well, you know,
you guys got me
it's
fired
nice
up again.
That people do take breaks from it here and there because certainly there are people who don't.
Yeah.
And even when their life is super boring, they still continue to post, like, here's what I'm wearing today.
Right.
You know.
Here's my coffee.
Right. Yeah. Oh, look, I just happened to see my shoes. Here they are. You know, whatever it is.
Check out the new DMV.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, you should put a picture of your, not your license, obviously, but get your intercom tag,
yeah.
And you got to put that up on Instagram, because it is, me and Yuzette just burst out laughing.
I know, I was like, what, did I send that picture in, or did they get it? They thought that was hilarious.
No, our king of security,
Don,
he emails me, he goes, how would he feel about that picture? I go, I'm good with that.
Yeah,
yes,
that is perfect.
I'll answer for Johnny. Yes, please.
All right, they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you'll have to post it up on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, all right. I've got like a Trump orange on too.
Oh.
I remember this picture because I was, I had been skiing or something and I was really torched, like sun wise. And so I've got like the goggle. I look like I've been in the tanning bed, you know, with the goggle, with the white around.
Oh, this isn't a picture you took this week?
This picture?
Yeah, that's an old picture of you that we had on file here.
Don went on the internet.
Found it. Oh,
and
my
said,
God.
How would he feel about this picture? I go, perfect.
I think that picture is from an NBC press junket for American Ninja Wear.
Oh, really? You wore your hair like that at an NBC press junket?
I believe I did.
Bryn, you're so funny.
I remember it.
Let's get started with the celebrity trash here. I'm going to start with Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
Love me a little Snoop Dogg. Sure.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. So he recently has been working with Martha Stewart.
I kind of overheard that.
Have you? Oh, have you not seen the show? It's fun. They do a little competition. Like they both do chicken wings, and then a panel of judges will come in, and you know all their friends, and they also do like a cocktail of the night. So they're drinking while they're filming this whole thing. It's great. Like I think it really loosens her up, and she gets a real kick out of him, and he seems to really like her. Like they're just great together. So now. It's called Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party. He has written his first cookbook, because this is his thing now.
Uh-huh.
It's called From Crook to Cook.
I love it.
It features 50 of his favorite recipes, like baked mac and cheese, mm-hmm. chicken and waffles, baby back ribs. It's going to be organized by meals and occasions and also highlighting some of his tips.
Mm.
No cannabis recipes.
That was the first thing that popped in my mind.
But he does share his go-to munchies and his very own gin and juice recipe.
Interesting.
So it is very exciting. He says, you know it's blazing up in my kitchen. I'm taking the cookbook game higher with a dipped and whipped collection of my favorite recipies, you dig?
Does he drink, is it Tanqueray, I wonder? Or does he, he's got to have a deal with somebody.
He must have a deal with someone. But I just thought that since Gin and Juice is your go-to karaoke song, and it's almost Friday, like maybe we should make this happen. Johnny, grab the mic there, buddy.
Oh, man. But do you have lyrics?
Oh, yeah. We've got it all for you.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Karaoke Thursday. Oh, all right. Come on,
grab it. Use your mic, and I'm gonna add this to it. Okay?
You really don't want an audience.
No, we do.
To you.
Here we go.
I need to see that screen, though. So much drama. Oh, I'm not there yet.
It's not there yet.
Okay, get in real close on that mic there,
on this
Johnny.
One? Okay.
On both of them.
Both of them.
You got the lyrics too? Are you up?
No.
So much drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way keep coming up with funky ass like every single day. Kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through the 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping because my mama ain't home. I got freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you want to do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. We don't, so we gonna burn an ounce to this. It's slow.
Yeah.
Jesus, I shouldn't even look at this.
Street
broken endo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoke.
Sipping on
gin and juice. Laid back.
My money on my mind.
Now that I got me some Seagram's gin, everybody got cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now these types of things happen all the time. You gotta get yours, or I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you listen to the DOG. I got the cultivated music that be captivating. He listens to the words that I speak as I take a drink to the middle of the street. The Mac and the sick named Sadie. She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell a chick, please raise up off these nuts because you get none of these. At ease, as I mob with a dog pound, feel the breeze, you know, I'm just rolling
down the street, smoking, sipping on
gin and juice.
Okay, hold on, pause it.
Sipping on gin and juice, lay back. And my money on my mind.
Rolling down. Smoking endo.
Sipping on gin and juice.
I don't know if the camera is picking this up today, but Johnny's moves are
later
solid.
On that day, my homie Dre came through
down.
With a gang of Tanqueray.
Yeah.
And a fat ass J of some bubonic chronic that make me choke. Shit, say no joke. I had to back up off the bit, push my cup down. Tanqueray and tonic down. Up now. Ain't no stopping. I'm in Compton. Dre got some skirts from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top, because when I bust a nut, raising up the car. Don't get upset, girl. That's just how it goes. I don't love you, though. I'm out the dough.
And I'll
That is a lot harder without the track underneath it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Good. You did. You pulled
that off. No, that was terrible.
No.
That was terrible.
Look, terrible is good in karaoke.
That was terrible.
It was fine.
It was fun.
I loved it.
Torturing.
Leave the reverb.
Yeah, I know.
Torturing.
Someone says Johnny is officially a G.
Once
you
I
got, gangsta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cred. Get some cred right now.
Okay, next story.
Oh my God. Hey, it was your idea.
That was excellent.
Yeah. No,
kidding me?
I've been thinking about that one all day.
I live to torture you.
Yeah.
So good.
All right. Alice in Chains. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan. Johnny, any feelings about Alice in Chains?
You like them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I know Vinny loves them, and I just think this is a fun story.
Okay.
So they have a new singer, and they've got a new record coming out. It's called Rainier Fog. It looks like they're going to do a secret show, and they've taken actual physical copies of this record. CDs, I should say, which actually makes sense because it's so wet up there. If they put albums around, they'd just get wet. They've hidden 10 copies of the CD signed by the band with a golden ticket inside for this secret show.
Oh, like a scavenger hunt thing?
Totally. So there somewhere in, I don't know if there's like rules set up, like if it's specifically in the city of Seattle somewhere, if it's in a certain neighborhood, but there's 10 of them and they're hidden and the city's going to go bananas trying to find these. So they said as more time goes by and they haven't been found, they're going to give more clues like on Instagram and stuff.
Mm.
But this is a secret show in a secret location, and the only way to find out where and when is to find one of these CDs. So for a huge Alice in Chains fan, this is a big deal. So each one contains 2 tickets into this mystery record release party. And they're actually calling it the Alice in Chains Scavenger Hunt. And let's see, and they are on Instagram as just specifically Alice in Chains. So if you're into that.
Cool.
I know, it's fun.
But all in Seattle.
Yeah, it's in Seattle. And I believe the secret show is probably in Seattle, too.
If anyone heads up there for that, let us know.
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep us posted. If you're that hardcore.
Look at Johnny is like such a radio guy now. 4 days, and he's just turned into a... It
took him 4 days.
Let me hit that
okay.
post.
Yeah.
Hit that post.
Let's get to another
days.
Story.
What's next in the news?
All right. Next up is... this is a strange story, really. Because I don't think of Courtney Love as being someone that people would pay tribute to, but I personally love her. I think she's... there we go. Crank that up.
Nailed it again.
They take what they want. And then never want it again. Actually, I mean, she gets a bad rap probably because of the whole Kurt Cobain thing. Plus, she's a total mess in her personal life. But I just love her. She's like such a just I don't care punk goddess. Anyway, Michael Stipe of REM and Chloe Sevigny of all people, the actress, they are hosting a Courtney Love tribute.
Is she dead?
No, I don't. I was like, oh, did Courtney die? So they're, you know, it looks like it's going to be held at Basilica Hudson in Hudson, New York. So it's not like we can stop by on October 27th. But they're saying Courtney's legacy is vital to the voice of women in our culture. The passion she brings to her life and art fuels and inspires the long fought battle for the empowerment of alternative voices as they take center stage at last.
I love her too, but that sounds like, hey, you guys, you're friends with Courtney. We need a little help here.
Like intervention?
No, let's get her back on. Maybe she's doing
well.
No, maybe
it is an intervention. They're hoping she'll show up at her tribute. And they're like, oh, we got her. Okay, let's get her.
But is this a concert?
Oh, listen to this. Okay.
For guitar.
That's punk rock. So that is, we do this a lot on the show. Right. You can actually find isolated vocal tracks.
Uh-huh.
And we happen to stumble onto an isolated vocal. And that's Courtney Love playing guitar.
like at a live show. Just awful.
Sounded good to me.
But so great, right?
Yeah, better than me.
Yeah, you can't argue with her. She just does not care.
I can't believe she came out of that and made great music. I mean, was she a musician in the beginning at all when she met?
I think she was already a singer.
She was already in her own band,
right?
Okay.
And they sold some records. Hole did,
yeah.
I mean,
I love their music.
But I don't know really that much about the history of Courtney Love. Because, like I said, I think that so much of what Courtney is to people is tied up with what Nirvana is to people. And there's people who just hate her. But I actually think she's a good actress. Like, I've seen her in some stuff where you're like, holy cow, she's amazing.
Her dramatic roles are excellent.
Yeah. So, but what a mess. I mean,
So wait, is this a concert? Do you pay? Can you go? Or what is it? Is it like a MTV special? What is this?
No, it's a nonprofit.
It's like a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's... Oh, okay, here it is. So the nonprofit Multidisciplinary Arts Center Basilica Hudson is where they're doing this show. I'm actually not sure who this is benefiting specifically, but they are saying that she's influenced all these people, and they're going to do some kind of... It's going to feature conversations, readings, videos, and performances. It doesn't say that she's a part of it. But Melissa Oftemar, who I think is her bass player in Hole, or was the original bass player in Hole. I'm not positive.
Hey, 408, just reading.
Sure, yeah.
I hear that if you find the golden ticket...
Oh, this is for Allison Chains.
Allison Chains. Okay. I'm sorry. I know we switched gears. I hear that if you find the golden ticket and make it all the way to the end, you get to keep the Alice in Chains mansion, like in Willy Wonka.
What? No. Is there an Alice in Chains mansion?
408.
I need to see
what?
This. Okay. Nicki Minaj. The last week or so, she's been bitching because her record came out and didn't get number one. Travis Scott's record stayed number one, and she is saying, it's because he's with Kylie Jenner and she posted about it and they bundled it. Meanwhile, she bundled hers with tickets as well, and she's been kind of going, because she keeps saying, I'm not going crazy, I'm just talking about it, you know, whatever, I'm not upset, but clearly she's not upset. They just canceled her tour.
Whoa.
Yeah. She was supposed to hit the road with Future next month. She actually, I think the European leg is still on with Future. But the official word was that they, quote, wanted to reevaluate elements of production to give her time more time to rehearse as well. But the rumor is that ticket sales were beyond dismal. They're saying that she was booked into 15,000 to 20,000 person arenas. Let me find the exact number. It's horrible if this is true. According to sources... most of the arenas could fit about 20,000 fans. Sales in Baltimore were about 2,000 tickets. Los Angeles, 3,400 tickets. New Orleans, 1,000. Chicago, 3,900. Her hometown of Brooklyn, 5,000. These would have been three-quarter empty. I don't know. It's actually, I feel the same way. I feel like I would want to go see Nicki Minaj if I was...
Cardi B has taken over for Nicki. You know? Nicki was the... S, and now Cardi B's the S, but then she canceled with Bruno.
Right.
Is it that fickle, though? She's number two, right? The number two
she's
album?
She's got the number two album.
And she can't sell out a bunch of shows?
She can't even halfway. I mean, that's abysmal. 1,000 seats at a 20,000 foot square, you know.
Has anyone ever seen her? Is she a good show?
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen her.
I mean, she's talented, right?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
She's one of those
fast
rappers.
I mean, I've seen
rappers.
Her twerk. Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that ass.
Did you see her
really
VMA
big
outfits?
Got panned for that. That's what I'm saying. Is there
what's
correlation?
Nothing.
It was a nothing dress, but not done correctly, according to the
So you can wear nothing, but you have to do it right.
That's right. Like, what's her name?
The fashion police
people. I can't
people.
Remember her one. Her name.
Juliana Rancic?
No.
Joan Rivers?
No. I'll look.
Dead,
I'll
rest
look.
In peace.
But anyway,
Kelly
they were saying
Osborne?
She did it right, but then Minaj was one who did not. She basically had like a swimsuit, and then she just threw. It looked like she just threw like
a sheer
skirt over it type of deal.
Exactly.
And they were like, you can't just throw a bathing suit on and then, you know.
Yeah.
It was So she's, but my question is, after her comments and based on her outfit, is that affect her ticket sales? Her fans could be that type. Like, if you bomb the VMAs, are they not buying tickets?
Maybe.
If you crush the VMAs, your ticket sales can go up. I mean, the timing is.
Did she perform at the VMAs? I don't know what it is, to tell you the truth.
I don't think she did.
But she was like all over.
I would have. I'm actually surprised to hear that she didn't, because she did debut in second place, and okay, fine. So she wasn't number one, but still, I mean, Nicki Minaj. I feel like she's like of all the like. I'd much rather see Nicki than Cardi B. I don't care about Cardi B at all. I like Nicki. I'm Team Nicki all the way. Oh. You stupid hoe. You a stupid stupid hoe. Like, come on, that speaks to me.
Because you're a hoe.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a stupid hoe too. You stupid hoe. You what stupid hoe? You a stupid hoe. Come on. Oh, play my other one that I like. What's my other one about? Throw the money. Throw some out.
Throw some.
Pour some more. That's
stupid,
Rihanna.
Stupid, 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 stupid. Who is it?
Get it, Sarah. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. She's feeling it right now. She's feeling it right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, Nicki. Oh, this is Cardi B or Nicki's
a
stripper?
No, this is Nicki.
Nicki's a stripper too?
Yeah.
She was?
I don't know if she ever was, but man, she knows the moves. I'm going to grab this pole, shake my butt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you see this text here?
I haven't canceled anything, Minaj wrote. I reversed the order of the U.S. and European legs of my tour. This is for obvious reasons to anyone with a brain. My album was originally going to drop in June, which would have given me 3 months of tour rehearsal. However, I was still writing and recording up till last week, you stupid hoe. I can't rehearse 4 weeks for a tour I originally planned on rehearsing 3 months for. I give my fans quality. I write and co-produce my own music. Therefore, I can't rehearse while I'm writing and recording my album. You a stupid hoe. Oh. You a stupid so hoe. You a stupid hoe.
That was incredible. I mean, I felt like she was in the room.
She was in the room.
I know, right?
I channeled her through
that
me.
That was very good. Hey. Excellent.
I think I got Kimberly Guilfoyle's number.
Oh.
Are we so going to talk to her?
Are we going to revisit that?
Well, it's up to you.
Kid. It's Johnny's news break. Tell Johnny.
I don't know if it's the right number. Though. Should we do it?
I mean, she's not going to do it.
Now that it's
a
possibility. I'm a little bit scared.
Are you willing to risk her never talking to you again?
Well, we don't.
Well, I call her like Lyle.
Hey, Johnny, I'll give you the number that I have. You text her because she won't remember me.
All right, don't give it to me.
No, don't give it to him on the air. But yeah, okay, well, we'll figure it out during the break. What's coming up? Possibly a phone call with Kimberly.
Possibly. Possibly. We'll see.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 8:40. It's Thursday already. Holy cow. Thank you, Morgan. It's Thursday. Johnny Mosley has been sitting in all week. He may or may not be here tomorrow. That is still up in the air. We're hopeful.
I'm slotted in my calendar that Johnny will be here.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have an update on the hurricane approaching the Big Island. What I was holding out for was whether it was going to go south or north. There was some debate about that, but it looks like it has turned to the north. The Big Island's feeling the effects. A few inches to the east side of rain already, and they're saying if this storm forecast continues, its northwest turn to the islands would make the most powerful storm to hit Hawaii since 1992.
Oh, no.
So they don't often get hit out there. It's actually pretty rare.
Wasn't Kauai really decimated? Was that the 92 hurricane? Don't they call it something else? Isn't it a typhoon in the Pacific?
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. So this affects your plans?
This probably affects the plans. I mean, we were going to make a call this morning, but I haven't heard from...
your boss.
My boss, exactly. I just saw this right now. Seems a bit foolish to rush into this. So
Can you change your flights to still use part of, you know, I mean, your birthday's Monday. Maybe you fly on Monday.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to make a call and we'll let this storm pass.
All right, well, just let us know later today if you're going to be here. Of course, we'd love to have you. And if not, you know, have a great time in Hawaii.
Okay, thank you.
Or just enjoy sleeping in.
Yeah.
Vinny is off for the next week and a half or so. Mm-hmm. He'll be back after Labor Day. He had his little baby on Sunday. Her name is Edie Rose. And everyone's resting at home and doing fine, and we're kicking ass here because Johnny's brought the energy this week. I'm going to press this now. Ready?
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, here we go. Well, we just covered the main Big Island hurricane, and our thoughts go out to all the people who are not just looking to go vacation there, but are actually dealing with it, boarding up their houses, and of course, I love this quote. We're getting some bags of rice and, of course, some Spam.
Well, of course.
I mean, the perfect hurricane food as well.
Spam and rice.
Yeah, hopefully that thing just glances them and continues on. This one is particularly close to me right now. I've got, I don't have teens, but they feel like they're teens, and they're on their phones all the time, and so am I, and it's a constant battle. And everyone's kind of lamenting that their noses are in their phones, but this study is saying you should look at yourself. You should look at yourself. The parents should. More than half of teens say they often or sometimes find their parents or caregivers to be distracted when the teens are trying to have a conversation with them. And the big tech companies are facing backlash for this. Right. Here we go with, should they be doing something about it? Should they regulate it? But the interesting part of this story, I thought, was that many teens are trying to do something about it. 52% say they've cut back on the time they spend on their phones.
Well, that's a positive story.
Right. And 57% did the same with social media. So it's good. I mean, I think
that is good.
You know, that I didn't know how addictive is it where you can't even, pull yourself out and limit yourself. But it seems like it's something that can be learned or, you can acquire a skill to put it aside when you want to or even get sick of it.
Right. And especially if you're having a hard time on social media, I mean, I think that makes it a little bit easier to put that down.
Right.
I hate to keep referencing Big Brother, but these are, a bunch of 20 and 30 somethings stuck in a house for the whole summer and they have no social media. They have no phone. They have no anything. And if they have some social awkwardness, I mean, that socializes them really fast. They have to figure out, I think maybe everyone should have to take a week, a month off or something. I mean, imagine if we could.
Just disconnect.
If we had that kind of discipline, which we don't, because that's how everyone's in contact with everyone. I mean, that's, nobody's calling anyone. You just shoot a quick text over. I have 30 conversations going right now with various people.
No doubt. Yeah.
You look and then you scroll down and you say, oh, let me answer that. And I mean, it's just become the new way to be. And that's just the text part of it. Not to say you're not addicted to some game on there, because I've certainly been addicted to games on it. And just that, like if you're waiting in line at the DMV. I don't mind waiting for anything.
All 5 hours.
I have my phone.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty incredible. Like, I was desperate for just to break a sweat, and I just put my kid in the lobby of the gym, and my youngest likes the Pink Panther, by the way.
Oh.
Isn't that
like
crazy?
The old Pink Panther cartoons?
Yeah. He watches the old school Pink
That's
Panther
nice.
Cartoons.
And you were like,
really cool.
He'll be fine.
And
sit here.
It was amazing.
Pink,
and I was able to get something
done. Pink Panther.
And he digs it. So it's kind
that's
of funny. But he sat there and was fully entertained.
Ooh, that's it.
And I loved it. Yeah, that's it. It's so cool that he likes it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great way to keep your kid in one place.
Yeah.
But, is it a good idea? I don't know. We're all doing it. We'll find out when the next generation comes around, right? But it's nice to hear that they're actually self-regulating.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing that I'm looking at here is how early can you start teaching them, like, the pitfalls of it, right? Like, where they're, this is potentially too much for you, and you need to understand how to take control of your life, and including how much screen time you get and all that stuff.
Well, I think for some kids, they'll probably coast through and it'll be just a sort of a normal, it'll just be a facet of their life.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
Yeah.
But for some kids who are getting tortured on social media, this can become like an absolute downward spiral. Like, I mean, we've seen really devastating stories about what happens to kids because they're either bullied on there or they're not getting enough likes, and they start to do these extreme things to, have people pay attention to what they're posting.
Right.
That is not how to live your life. And I think that's really our only job as parents is to find, you know, regulate what they're, make sure that they're not on it. When make sure you're not on yours when there's
well,
an
that,
opportunity.
And that's the hard part. And I think that's what this study points out is kids always don't do what we say, but they do as we do.
Right. And if we're stuck on our phones all day, of course they are.
Yeah. And, you know, in some ways it could be okay. Like, I think, like my kids, I take so many pictures that they, I think, are not going to be picture takers. Oh. You know, and like I'm on social, I think they're going to be like, this consumes his, you know, like it, sometimes it's not, they're not going to do exactly what you do. They might do exactly what you don't do.
Although,
I mean,
I think
don't you do some of that?
When you, when they go off with their peers later, they'll be expecting pictures to be taken and it might occur to them because they've learned that behavior from you. They don't need to take any pictures now. You're taking all the pictures.
Right.
But I do think that they model their behavior. It's just, it's like with any relationship, your relationship with your phone is a relationship they're going to have with their phone too. Like your relationship with your wife is a relationship that they'll have with their significant other down the, or that's what they'll look for. That's what they think a relationship is supposed to be for better or worse. You know, people who have terrible relationships, their kids say, oh, that's what a relationship looks like. And I think you have a relationship with your phone. Everybody does, whether it's a, I barely ever see that guy, or it's, boy, I'm married to him and here he is in my hand at all time and I don't want to talk to you because I'm busy with this guy I love so much.
Yeah.
So I bet you that they will take a lot of pictures in the future, and so maybe that is something you should think about, you know,
absolutely.
That we should all think about.
Well, and then the other thing is like when you say, okay, you guys, you know, get outside and play. And then I'm like, but I've got to
But
work.
I'm going to sit here.
But
and,
I've got to work. Right. So, you know.
Well, it doesn't look like work when you're on your phone.
That's the problem. And I've gone to, I've gone doing an experiment where I'm not using a laptop.
Oh.
I'm just all iPhone 10. And I've been going like 7-8 months like this. And I'm getting really good at controlling this phone. But I'm on it all the time. But they don't, it doesn't look like I'm doing work, but I am. And I'm doing, I can do PowerPoints on here and all kinds of stuff.
Do you tell them I'm actually working
I
and
try to,
around,
yeah. Or if I'm reading or something like that.
Right.
You know? So in some ways, I'll like be like, I got to read something in papers so they look like I'm reading, you know?
That's interesting because we are, I mean, you're probably not the only person to make that transition. Like, why do I have to have a computer? I can do everything I need to here. How big is your phone?
It's
your
pretty incredible, the power of
it. Oh, yeah, it's like a good size.
Yeah, it's just, but it's not an oversize.
No.
Yeah, I was telling you, I did that whole video. My
oh, yeah. I just downloaded an app this morning that he was telling me about. He did the video that Bryn put up on Instagram of him doing the glass blowing because I've tried to edit videos on the iPhone before, and he's got this thing. It's called Splice. It's free, so this ding-ding shame. I'm not doing an ad for them.
Yeah.
But I downloaded it this morning, and it's really easy. You just import your stuff, and you put your whatever music you want.
Cut it. You use transitions. So now you're doing video edits on your phone, which is pretty complex.
It is. It's amazing.
That Wildest Dreams thing we shoot.
Ding ding shame. Johnny Mosey's Wildest Dreams. Look
like
for it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a full on production, right? Like almost like commercial.
Yeah, real
like
cameras.
But we shoot like two iPhones at the same time, and we use so much of that footage.
Oh,
almost.
My
and
God.
It is so quality. Like the quality is incredible.
It really is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And obviously,
so they can
it's,
cut
way,
that
it's super
in with
intimate
the...
too, because you can selfie or the, you know, the director will just grab the phone and he'll be shooting too while he's directing. So you get another angle. It's pretty impressive. Mm. I mean, we could probably shoot the whole dang thing on that, but then,
right.
The unions would be like, what are you talking about?
No. We need a grip and a gaffer and a, you know, the guy who holds the cables. And,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, smartphone ad, I thought it was had a positive note to it that it's not lost. You haven't lost any hope. What are you? Oh, you're watching me do the flyboarding.
This is just so awesome, man.
Yeah, in the fog in Catalina.
It's the first thing that popped up. It's super cool. He's like flying over the water with what's that called?
It's they take a hose and connect it to the back of a jet ski.
Oh, I've seen this, and it's like a fire hose. Like,
yeah.
It's
crazy
pressure, and it's taking the water from outside the
boat,
sucking the water up, and then into the tubes. And
is that you?
Yeah,
is that you?
Well, I think that one's me. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, that looks so fun. Yeah, it's like you're a superhero because you're balanced on this thing that's just jetting water out high enough to get you. You're 30 feet up there.
It. Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's a surreal feeling, actually. And then you can like porpoise. I don't know if they show it here, but
what does that mean?
You like dive. You turn it and dive down.
Oh, and it jets you down.
And you go down, and then you pop back up like a whale or something. Like out of the water. It hurts though. You got a helmet on and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so funny. So this is you. Dangerous. This is one of the.
Yeah, this was an episode. This was a cool episode. We, I met Bob Burnquist, who's a pro skateboarder, X Games champion, at his house out in like Encinitas. He's got the mega ramp there, like this,
and a helicopter,
you know,
in front.
And he flies helicopters. My God. So he picked me up in his helicopter, and we flew to Catalina. God. And we're like looking at whales and stuff.
It is good to be Johnny Mosley.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. And I'd never been out there. It was cool. They have like buffalo running, you know, bison.
Catalina?
On Catalina? It's a very cool place.
What I'm
going to
do is I'm
going
to post this video up at Facebook. Yeah. Sarah and
Vinny
Facebook
and
page.
And put the link to all the other ones so people can check it out. Sure. That looks really fun.
That was a really fun episode. The weather, we had kind of a misty, foggy day.
You know what, though?
It
looks really cool.
Really
who cares?
Fun, yeah. yeah, so good times. And I don't know where we went with that. But...
I don't know how we get anywhere
ding,
on
ding,
this show.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sure.
More news. You know that they're saying that men can be too smart to date, but there's no such thing as too handsome, it says. According to news.
Too smart to date?
Yeah.
As in, like, I'm sorry, I'm too dumb for you?
Right. Like, it basically, women prefer guys that are in the 90th percentile of intelligence, not the 99th.
Oh, so geniuses have a hard time.
Exactly.
So that's what Hooman's
looking good.
Having
Hooman's
all this
got a shot.
Oh, yeah. Hooman.
Oh,
that's
right.
Good.
Hey, I'm still here.
but sure, maybe Elon's got
right.
Issues.
He's a little too smart. Yeah. Well, he's having a hard time locking one down. You know?
Yeah. And it's why? It's because they believe guys who were geniuses were too high maintenance and they weren't good in social situations.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
that's true. Sometimes like super nerdiness.
Yeah.
You know.
But women are totally cool dating someone in the 99th percentile of
hotness.
Of hotness.
Yeah.
Of
well, we like to our friends to see how hot our boyfriend is.
Right.
You know.
And then
that's
when
I scored him.
When you flip it around, what men are looking for is they want someone that maxes out every category.
Oh.
check.
What are the other categories besides smartness and hotness?
Such thing as tantric. Too smart or too attractive.
Dudes, they'll bone anything.
Exactly.
That's funny.
And then they're also finding out that, this was something on the side. I'll come. Ben and Gary's is just skipping the ice cream. You can just buy the cookie dough now.
Oh, Ben and Gary's?
Ben and Gary's. A San Francisco treat. Ben and Gary's.
So just buy the cookie dough.
You just buy the cookie dough. Yeah, they're just
I'm
selling
down.
The cookie dough now. Here's the whole thing on sex, like who did you get it on with in the Mile High Club?
Oh, are you in the Mile? You must be.
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Johnny
Mosley.
Let me ask a question.
With Malia,
which I often think about.
If you just go in the bathroom and have a self-love experience, are you in the
Good
Mile
question.
High Club?
Good question. It's a true.
It's
yes
a true
or
question.
No?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, this is a real question
because we have views on that.
I don't think so.
Give a positive.
He just said he doesn't think so.
No.
Okay, yes
so
or no?
Say no.
No,
that's just a sad
right,
no.
masturbatory scenario.
Right? Well, and so much more goes. I mean, I think about it. Like, what were we doing? Like, how does that even happen?
Were you on just a regular commercial flight?
Technically, how do you even make that happen without it being just like the most weird, obvious thing in the world? Hopefully, Malia is not listening right now.
Oh, hi, Malia.
Oh, she is. Hi, Malia.
Good morning, Malia. Good morning, Malia.
You told me a lot about her. I'm going to have a lot to talk about.
This is where I don't show up tomorrow.
Stop it.
Draw the line, Johnny. Draw the line.
We'll promote the hell out of Iota tomorrow.
Iota.
All right, so it's... 20, what do you think?
Okay, all right.
How what percentage of people in America say they're in it?
I'll say it's low. I'll say 15%.
26%.
Oh, I was going to go even lower than you.
Okay. So, but the thing is, the difference
that
between people
so
saying
high.
That they have but mm-hmm. aren't. Right. Like Vinny says he is, but it's just because he got himself on a plane. It's just
exactly.
It's really just a sad story about a lonely dude on a plane.
Wah,
like, that's
wah,
not a Mile wah. High Club entry. Oh,
no.
My God, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. You can actually finish
big
that.
Big movie review coming up, everybody.
That's it.
All right. Yeah. Legit Tommy and Tex.
All right.
Okay, let's get it on.
Big movie review.
Okay. Oh, my God, I keep forgetting.
All right, big movie review.
All right, big movie review coming up.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.